This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. Authorities have identified the gunman who killed 12 people late Wednesday during an attack at a Southern California bar and dance club as 28-year-old Ian Long. The mass shooting happened after Long entered the Borderline Bar and Grill in the city of Thousand Oaks armed with a handgun and a smoke bomb. The club was hosting a college night event. Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean told reporters he doesn't see this as a random shooting.
He's a resident of this area, and I would have to... Common sense would speculate that there's some reason he went here. He probably knew about it, but I don't think it was just, it's not like he was driving down the freeway and decided I'm going to get off here.
Eyewitnesses described a scene of chaos as patrons scrambled to seek cover and escape. Erica Sigmund says she immediately got down.
I heard people screaming, everyone get down. And, you know, I've never experienced this before, so I'm going to listen to whatever they tell me to do.
Among the dead, one of the first officers to arrive to the scene, who was a 29-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department. Multiple people were also injured. A motive for the shooting has not yet been disclosed. Details are still unfolding, so look for the latest on voanews.com. Now that U.S. President Donald Trump has forced out Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the new acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is expected to oversee the special counsel's Russia investigation. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports Whitaker once publicly weighed in on a scenario similar to what's playing out now.
Before joining the Justice Department, Whitaker once laid out a scenario in which the president could fire Jeff Sessions and replace him with an acting attorney general who could then slash the special counsel's funding so low that the probe nearly grinds to a halt. Whitaker's also criticized the Mueller probe's scope. Some top Democrats are calling for him to recuse himself from overseeing the investigation.
Organizers are now calling for protest across the U.S. on Thursday in response to President Trump's move to oust Sessions. This is VOA News. A head-on collision between two buses has killed 47 people in Zimbabwe, where road accidents are common due to poor roads and bad driving. A police spokesperson said two long-distance buses going opposite directions collided near Rusape, about 105 miles east of the capital Harare, on Wednesday evening. The death toll could rise because there are 80 others admitted to the hospital, some with serious injuries. A Presbyterian church official in the West African nation of Cameroon says 79 students who were abducted from their school have been released. A principal is still being held. Reuters' Matthew Laritonda has details.
They're still holding a principal and a teacher, and two other kids are still missing. They were abducted from a school in Bamenda, a commercial hub of Cameroon's restive English-speaking region, on Monday. The army said the youngsters were released in the town of Bafut, 11 miles from the school, after the military found out the kidnappers' location. It's thought that one of the 78 children taken ran away from the kidnappers before the release. A priest involved in negotiations with the armed men said no ransom had been paid, but he claims the group had taken another 11 schoolchildren in October, who were released after the school paid a ransom of $4,400. The Cameroonian military has accused Anglophone separatists of carrying out the kidnappings. A separatist spokesman denied any involvement.
A Christian woman in Pakistan who received death threats after Pakistan's Supreme Court overturned her death sentence is said to be in hiding. Pakistan says it released Asiya Bibi from a prison in Multan, where she was then flown to an undisclosed location. President Donald Trump says he is in no rush to finalize a deal with North Korea and remove sanctions. He told reporters he has made more progress with North Korea than any other administration, and he still plans another summit with Kim Jong-un early next year. He spoke just hours after Thursday's scheduled meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and senior Kim advisor Kim Yong-chol was called off. Neither side gave any firm reason why, other than State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Palladino calling it purely a matter of scheduling.
Timing. This has to do with timing, as a matter of, we're talking about scheduling. And I'll leave it at that.
The talks in New York were largely seen as paving the way for the second Trump-Kim summit. They first met in Singapore in June. The United States and the Taliban are both set to attend for the first time a multilateral conference Russia will host Friday in Moscow to discuss how to achieve peace and national reconciliation in Afghanistan. Washington had turned down the invitation to the first meeting Moscow hosted last year, while the Taliban also had stayed away from it. I'm Nicole Livas, VOA News.